I believe that you and Randy.
But we
Go ahead.
have a public portion.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. So I have to ask them, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah. So if you want to just call the meeting to order, you can get it started then.
Oh. We've done that.
We did our
we did.
We're just the public portion, Mark, and then we'll move on. Then we'll move on to five, and we'll go through
okay,
the spreadsheet
right,
together.
And I'll be in short.
Okay, great.
Right, thanks. All right, bye. Because the recording didn't start till just now. So.
Okay, so the meeting was called to order at 6:04 p.m. And we already did the pledge, and I will list to everyone that's here. Maria Blackwell is online. Amy Pettinici, Randy Ritter. Suzanne Riley, okay. Mark Anthony Izzo, Lisa Braley, Melanie Anderson, okay. Michelle Lanane,
yeah.
I can't read my handwriting, but Margaret Domino, okay. Marianne and John Smirtik, okay. George Jim Gilday. Felicia Monaco and Catherine Casella from Liberty Bank, and they're celebrating their 200th anniversary this year. And hi.
Hi.
Not that we're just doing roll call, so you just happen to come in at the right time. Can we have your name?
Sue Quincy.
Okay. Welcome.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, okay.
And okay, now to the public portion. Would anyone from the public wish to speak?
I think we should try to bring the new people up to speed.
Because we don't really have, as far as I know, we don't really have a public versus
We don't, but I think
who's new, who has anything to say?
Well, I still think we should do the public portion like we would at Robert's Rules of Order for any.
Robert Rules, yeah.
I know there's nobody here, but on the record, it should be, we should know that we asked for it. Then we'll open up to me. So is anyone here? Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, and then we'll have the open dialogue and go through the list and bring everyone up to speed. Okay. So, second time, would anyone from the public wish to speak? Third and final time, would anyone from the public wish to speak?
All right.
Hearing no one from the public portion is now closed. 6:10. Now I hand it off to Randy and Jim, who will take us.
How would you like to do this, sir? Would you want to kick it off? Either way, which one?
Why don't we start at the top and go through event subcommittee by event subcommittee if we have anything to talk about on those. So the first one is arts. That includes the concerts on the green. Mark usually takes charge of organizing. But if anybody has any like valley-wide or valley-centric bands that they would suggest, please get that information to Mark so he can consider them for the summer concert program.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I also think we need to think about the about programming for an actual derby day.
Yes. Yeah, we have that
kind of looks.
Those are concerts. That's what I'm saying.
It'll be part of it. Yep. Yep.
Hi. That's great. Thank you.
And we just.
Pam.
M-A-T-T-O. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Brenda, you mind me saying one thing before we start to listen? So for just my own perspective, I know I've missed a few meetings, but I think there's a lot of things here on the list, and I think many of them we can do, some of them we may not be able to do. But so we have broken it out. I also think that after we move here at some point, I don't know how much work occurred before the meetings last time, like between you met last time and this time. But moving forward, I think the goal is that if you've signed up for an event, there'd be a leader and you guys would meet in between the meetings. So I think that's ultimately the goal here. And we're going to go over the list. I don't think that today we're going to talk about each one of these items. I think we just have to decide if they're viable, if they could be done, if there's volunteers for them. And then that group has to meet. It can meet weekly, you can meet as much, but you really have to meet from now to when we meet next time and start to flesh out some of the details.
Right. Unfortunately, the sheets don't have the names of the people that have already volunteered for the specific subcommittees, but we'll have to get that updated.
I appreciate you saying that.
Excuse me, it's Maria. I have a question. It's concerning Derby Day. Mm-hmm. I know at the last few meetings we've talked about it being the 3 days. It would be May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. It was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. Do we have time set up at this point for when it's going to occur during, you know, those 3 days? Is that a definite? Are we just doing one day? The reason why I need to know this is we are having our 125th at the Elks, and we're planning to do tours of the building that day, and we want to do food and all that. And I just, you know, I need to be able to get people together to figure out what we're going to do. So do we have any time set up yet for that that are definite and days?
Right. That's not.
We need to wait till we
get. Maria, you know what? You don't have the sheet in front of you, I don't think, and I apologize.
No, I don't.
We could go through the. No, and I apologize. You do not have it.
That's not your fault.
Oh, but no. So we're just going to go through the list and we will talk about that. We've done some work on that, trying to get in touch with entertainment. I think we have some idea, but we're a little bit away from that, but we'll get to that. I promise.
Oh, no problem. No problem. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. So I don't think there's anything else on the arts we need to cover at the moment.
I would like to. So I see the first two things are basically not directly associated with the 350th, regular concerts on the Green and the regular holiday tree light.
Right. Those are on their own. Yes. Right.
Right. They have nothing to do with the 350th as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Tony Susi 350th song and performance indeed is very directly involved and is, I don't see a date associated with that. Would that be? Would that be presumptively as part of the Derby Day
weekends? I think that's to be decided yet. Tony is a composer, so he writes band. Yeah.
Okay.
He's from Derby.
He's an 83 graduate.
He's a music teacher.
Yeah, okay.
He composes for high school bands and so forth. So he put together one for Derby, a special one. And
well, I would think that Derby High School would start needing to know that date pretty soon.
He's been working with the music teacher there, is my understanding. Okay. I think Mark might be able to provide more information on that.
Yeah.
But the plan would be to identify when that was going to be, if it was going to be a Derby Day or if it's going to be at the May 13th event or some other to-be-determined day.
The whole thing.
Yeah, it hasn't been decided yet.
I think the song might, but yeah, so I agree with Randy's point. So we don't know if we're going to do it the dirt. He already said, but we also want to do something on May 13th that day. So whether it's the 13th or the 30th, I think we're undecided, but I think it would be in May. And that's safe too soon.
Okay.
Right.
Like when they're putting up the time capsule.
Yeah.
That kind of things. Any event, really. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Just have to have the performers there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Next, is there somebody joining? Or?
No,
that's my child. Family. One of my kids.
Okay, so we'll hear that for the next hour. Yeah.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, sorry.
Hi, sorry.
So Mark, we were talking about the arts. There was a question on if there was any other information on the Tony Susi and the Derby bands.
No, I keep missing him, so I will make sure that we go. I get like.
Are you aiming for that to be part of Derby Day weekend?
I'm not sure what he wants to do.
Yeah,
but. Okay. So I don't know the answer to that right now.
Okay.
So you know, you're doing a great job.
Excuse me. This is Felicia. What is the list you guys are looking at? Is it just all the events that are forthcoming are going to be part of the 350? Is that what?
Right. Yeah, it's a subcommittee list. And okay. The subcommittee is broken down by different activities and events.
Gotcha.
In it.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe next time that could be included with the agenda.
Yes, it will be. Sorry, it was being updated today. So,
and we need to add the names back on of who the people that are responsible.
Okay.
Sorry. All right.
You have their email, people that are on the phone.
Is it possible to email that to us now? Or is that asking too much so we can follow along?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
sounding a party. So next, under the ambassadors, we have the Derby Sister Cities. I know Mark has been having some discussions with our sister city in Italy. I don't think there have been any discussions yet with Derby England or Limerick Ireland yet on that. Next is digitizing the Evening Sentinels. Currently, the Derby Public Library has submitted the Friends of Derby Public Library submitted a Community Needs and Opportunities grant with the Valley Community Foundation to get the pre-Evening Sentinel microfilms digitized, which is like 1850 to the 1880s. There's about 19 reels worth of information there that can be digitized. And then there are a bunch of gap years that haven't been done by the Ansonia Historic Commission. They started the effort of digitizing the Evening Sentinels, and they've done the 1890s, 1900s, and part of the 1920s. So there's some gaps there. So this grant will cover and fill in all that. So we should, if the entire grant gets approved, we should have all the way through 1930 of the Evening Sentinels digitized and available for search online, which becomes a really great resource. And then our commission, as part of the funding that we have in the city of Derby, we're going to put $5,000 towards digitizing more reels. It's about $195 a reel. And there are about three or four reels per year. So it's going to be a long-term effort. So we're starting the ball rolling now. You know, maybe in 20 years or 25 years, we'll get everything digitized, but we're heading in that direction. So that's the Evening Sentinel. All right. Family movies, that was a idea that we had, like, let's see if we can find the oldest Derby movies that exist, and there are ways of digitizing those and preserving those. I have some from the Scouts of, like, Memorial Day parades from the 1930s and 40s that are going to digitize, but if other people have them, that's what we're looking for, instead of letting them rot and deteriorate in people's attics. If we can get them now and get them digitized,
that would be great. People that are from Derby that are in movies.
In movies, like
actors that came from
Derby. Oh, I think we're looking more preserving the history of the valley than individuals. But if that exists,
why not? Randy, I was contacted by Jennifer Ogle, related to Harry Ogle,
yeah,
from back in the 300th.
Yeah,
and she has some video. Well, actually, movies, 8mm film. I think she converted into video, and so she's aware of the meeting. I wrote the date and stuff. So,
just movies, you know, of from the 75 or
yeah, others, those. Yeah.
All right, great.
I believe she doesn't have. I think she said she doesn't have email. So, I said if I see something, I'll forward information to her.
Because if we can get all of this digitized into the library, that would be our storage source, right? Yeah. Next was the founding families. So the thought was there are 12 founding families that are identified in Orcutt's history book. You know, that there are all descendants of those people that are out throughout the entire world and country. Like, can we get some of them to come back to represent their families and celebrate? So
somebody doing that?
That has not been started yet. If anybody has an interest in that, that would be great. And then the other part would be the Pagasset and Scaticook tribe participation and involvement as well. And nobody is, that hasn't started yet either.
And what would they be participating in? Like if one were contacting them?
They could come to the May 30th weekend, that event on Derby Day.
Okay.
Yep. That was the thought that we had.
Okay, so. Mayors too? Mayors or families of
Orcutt? Yeah, mayors? That's right.
Yeah. How far back? We just want to go back as far as we can.
Yeah, Mark Anthony has the list of the mayors up to 75, and then other people have provided the rest of the list. Yeah.
Gino, that's not really.
Oh, really?
Gino's four. All one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gino, Richie.
But families of.
I get it.
Yeah.
Thinking about
that. Yeah. Daughter, I'm good friends with Julie. So that could help you there. They're the only surviving people. Only has a sister, Lois, but.
Oh, Melanie Ciccarelli.
Melanie Ciccarelli.
Yeah. Well, we don't need to, like, if we can have. The goal here would be like form an ambassador subcommittee, have right. those people go off between now and our next meeting and
advance and report back.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Business community, if you want to give an update on that, Jim.
So the Taste of Derby and the pub crawl, Amy and I have just put together a loose guideline for both of those. You want to talk about the Taste of Derby? What you're thinking?
Yeah, sure. So we were thinking of having a spot where all of the local restaurants in Derby, and there are, we're up to 26.
26 places to eat.
26 places to eat in Derby, including your fast food restaurants. out there. So, you know, if we could find a spot, like, you know, whether it be maybe ask a hall to donate their space or do it at Warsaw Park to have all those restaurants or, you know, whatever ones wanted to participate to come there and do a tasting. And, you know, we could even open it up to local winemakers or, you know, local liquor stores if they want to do like a wine tasting or something like that.
Or caterers, maybe?
When?
Go ahead.
No, I would just tell you, so the pub crawl, which I'll talk about in a second as well, but, you know, we're trying to, we're thinking that more of a fall event, but we're going to probably, we want to lock in the gala, which we'll talk about the gala in a second, because there's some entertainment there that we're waiting to fall into place. So I would tell you that I think the pub crawl and Taste the Derby would be kind of fall, early fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pub crawl would be, we're thinking about, there's, you know, you would pay an entrance fee and that would get a party bus in. So we were responsible, might get you the t-shirt. And then you would go front, you would be at Quail and Ale, you'd be at Portobello's, you know, you would go to Bad Sons, you would go to Fuego, you know, the places that have the bars in the area. And you'd spend a little bit of time with each one. Again, you'd pay a fee, you'd get the party bus. We'd probably give you a complimentary t-shirt.
Stop at the Elks.
The Elks also were included in that when we spoke.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I'm sorry, Maria.
I know you weren't there, Jim. I just want to make sure. And also, if you have a date on that, you just send it to us and we'll take care of that. That would be great. That's a great idea.
Definitely thinking. Yeah, my pleasure. Definitely thinking sometime early fall. But when we get to the gala, we'll talk a little bit about that. And we're waiting for some to hear back on some entertainment. So that the fall, we'll have to work around the entertainment. And then we'll work this around that event.
Oh, good. Jim, if I may, because I see here in that same category, the all-class reunion is mentioned, and it's been a while since we did it, and the all-class reunion went on between the Cultural Commission and other people who picked it up for 17 years, and then it kind of dropped off. What's the chance of combining the all-class reunion type event with a pub crawl to try to make it a bigger event?
I'll be honest, I might do the all-city reunion by itself. I mean, the pub crawl, I'm not saying we'll be as successful as the one in Milford or the one in New Haven, but, I mean...
Not everybody drinks and you don't have a chance to just sit and chat.
But I think the pub crawl is more of a rental of the bus. And
Trying to get people to a bunch of different places in a short period of time.
And like driving to Quail and Ale, driving, you know, to Portobello's, like, so it's... It's a little different, I think, than the all-class reunion.
I still think we should do the all-class reunion. I just might do it a different day.
Right, because if you remember, we had many more restaurants back then, too.
Right.
So, we don't have a lot.
No, so when you're gearing it around the restaurants, because the idea was to bring people downtown and move about the city. And so,
but we need a committee around that, and I think your name was down.
I see that, but I was doing some looking at some old emails there, and people criticized it back then. And, you know, what place had smoke? Elks doesn't have smoke anymore, but it also doesn't have, that I know, handicap access. Because you need that as well, too. There's very few places in Derby.
We would have to figure out how many locations we can have a reunion at for decades.
Mark, would you be able to put like a subcommittee together on that?
And then meet from now till April and start to flesh out the details.
Right. What I was going to do, I was going to put some type of press release out to see what the interest is to try to make a committee.
Yep.
Thank you.
I had a suggestion. What about a reunion on, you know, all the classes? What about something at Coon Hollow?
But yeah, we're trying not to get into the specifics for each of the subcommittees, but that's a great idea.
I'm so sorry. Who said that? I can't hear Maria.
Maria,
Big would you be Maria. Really? My phone's looking in. I thought it'd be better to look at Mark and Lisa and Melanie than me. So the camera's facing that way, so I can't see. But so again, I mean, me and Randy are both saying it over and over. I don't mean to kill the point, but I really think to be as productive as possible, we have to get a committee. So Amy and I are working on the pub crawl and the Taste of Derby. We would need a committee for the All City reunion. And then you guys would meet from now till April. And then in April say, hey, here's what we're thinking. And then once we start to get that, then I think we could flesh out a timeline. So I just think the goal of today is to figure out what events we're going to do, who's going to help us. And then the most important thing is to meet from now till April, in my opinion.
Right, your email.
Yeah. It works.
It worked.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
My only comment about that is that May is so very soon.
I agree.
We need to hammer details so that people can actually go ahead.
Especially the May events. Agree. Right. Yep. I'm bored.
Some of these,
honestly, I actually don't even consider some of them 350th.
The all-class reunion, though, is like something that's been done in Labor Day weekend, so that's September time period. So we do have some time to do that.
And the Taste of Derby and the Pub Girl, we have time. But I agree with you. Once we talk about the May events, we really got to start to expedite that.
Right. We should probably meet twice a month for this until April, May.
Well, that was the purpose of having these subcommittees to go off and meet and generate. These
subcommittees need to be empowered to actually do their jobs with information.
Love it.
So we had someone had suggested a scavenger hunt. I don't think we have any owners for that. Are you an owner for that?
I'm the owner.
All right.
Okay.
So you'll be willing to take that on and give us like
Melanie Anderson.
Okay.
Nice.
I have like a list I can provide you of like an old-time history scavenger hunt thing that I've done with my scouts. I send that to you.
Did we get someone for the... Mark Fisdo and Maria.
Mark and Maria.
All right.
Okay.
Allison's actually going to help me too.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Maria, what?
We signed you up for six different subcommittees, but the last one, we talked about the all-class reunion. I thought you wanted to help with that.
No, I'm doing the tours with Jack. I apologize. No, I can't do that, but I thank you.
I'll put out an email to Mark, and then we'll see who answers back.
Love it.
That's good.
All right. Anything else on business community?
No.
All right, community service. So I've taken that on as a subcommittee chairman of that with Sarah Wadomski and Amy are also part of that as well. One of the things we had identified was trying to have a way of people to provide like kindnesses that they're doing throughout the city. If they do cleanups or stuff like that, you're going to work on that. So we want to like make a list and get to 350 acts of kindness that people from the community have done for this year, our 350th anniversary.
Robin Falcioni Smith was interested in that.
Okay.
Good. I can work with Robin on that.
Oh, excellent.
So I would definitely contact her.
Okay. Perfect. So one of our acts of kindness that we're doing is this coming Good Friday. It's April 18th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to be doing like a spring cleanup. So a derby cleanup. So what we're trying to do is put together some cleanup crews. If we can get three different cleanup crews to handle like Olivia, Minerva, and Elizabeth Street and do the entire street, you know, picking up trash, sweeping, whatever it takes to clean up those streets. And then if we have time to do other ones, that would be great. And then in addition, we're going to be cleaning the Colonial Cemetery. So we're going to be taking out all the brush and leaves and all of that. And we've got chemical coming, a D2 chemical, which is what you apply to the cemetery stones. You spray and walk away. It's the safest thing that you can use on the stones. I got approval from the Historical Society, from the Oak Cliff Cemetery. It's been used at Arlington Cemetery. So we're going to apply that to the stones to clean those up because they have moss and other things growing on them and it's eating away at those 300-year-old stones. So we have the cemetery cleanup and then we have what we want to do some, hopefully downtown cleanup of some sort. My thought was to try and incorporate our aldermen to become captains in addition to other people, but we need work crews.
Do you want to incorporate children?
Yes, because they're all from school. That was kind of why we did it on that, because they're all from school.
Probably reach out to the schools, go to the superintendent, find out if we could do that,
mm-hmm.
and have them sign up. Can we take that middle school up? Or
yeah, probably. That's probably it.
Jim, can you take that to the Board of Ed?
Sure.
Thanks.
Right. But we need adults there to lead. I'm going to be at the cemetery, so I won't be here on any of these streets. But we have requests in at Home Depot. And Lowe's are going in as well for materials and supplies for the cleanup, like bags, rakes, pick sticks, all that sort of stuff. So those have been dropped off. We're waiting to hear back from them.
Well, probably churches would have too.
They confirmed that.
Confirmation classes.
They confirmed that, Mark?
We'll have to do
Home Depot. I'll explain to you. She did call me.
No, I'm not going there.
All right. And if other people wanted to clean up other areas, they could do that.
With like kids and traffic and...
Well, it's whoever wants to volunteer. I mean, the bottom line is whoever wants to volunteer. If there are people that want to volunteer, then we can put it out there, and who wants to volunteer to come in.
No. But if it's an official city event, I would think that you run into the issue of, like, you're putting people on streets and
well, making I would sure think that team people. Person for that area would put the kids on the grass and the adults on the street, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, as long as people are thinking about that, because having minors involved is certainly a thing.
And probably can't have the miners at the pub crawl, huh?
Right. And then the final community service thing is the lilac planting. So someone's donating lilacs that will be giving out to the community. They're working on the timing of whether it's a spring or a fall activity.
Thurman's, where they go?
There's going to be an opportunity to disperse them probably at Derby Day.
Request them.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Well, the idea is to get, the idea is to get 350 of them, okay, and hopefully we get 350 volunteers. Yes. Yeah. So, and also to try to donate some to each of the towns around us that were part of Derby to have them plant
them. And then also plant them on Derby-owned property, you know, like up by the sign, up on the New Haven Avenue up there. Yeah,
welcome,
you know,
to Derby.
Yeah, right. So we're working on time. I know we have some people that are involved with that. So that's it for community service. Mark, if you want to talk about the Derby Day one.
Okay, so on the last weekend in May, we're calling Derby Day 350 weekend. We're in the process of getting food trucks and getting that word out, securing the entertainment, which we should have hopefully by the middle of next week.
Who is that? Since we thought we were doing Derby Day.
If you want to do it, okay. Then why don't you give the report? Give the report, because I'm going to tell you right now, we're tight on time, and I certainly don't want to argue with anybody. So if you have a report,
I'm sorry.
I understand, but you got a comment.
I am not here to argue.
Okay, then why don't you give your report? Give the report.
Can't give that whole report because you have a lot of information that we don't have. That's why.
Okay, so give the report that you have, and then I'll fill it.
Okay, well, we have, number one, we were trying to, Michelle and I met, and we were trying to talk about whether is Derby Day 3 days, or does it start with a Friday evening concert and a Derby Day on Saturday? And does Derby Day continue into Sunday? Is it actually a 3 day Derby Day, or is there a 1 day Derby Day, keeping it concentrated and there's other events on the other days?
It's a 3 day event.
Okay. Is this really a good weekend to have it? It's so very soon.
It's already been decided, and that's the weekend.
Okay. And we don't know anything about the bands or anything that's happening. So Michelle has reached out and made some contact.
Okay.
And I was actually attempting to make contact with the Shoreline Trolley.
Right. How'd that go?
And they answered me very nicely, and then they have not gotten back to me with a quote for bringing the locomotive. It's a very tight timeline. They were interested in having the locomotive come for the entire summer.
Okay.
But we don't know the price of that.
Okay. When do you think you'll have that?
I don't know. I rewrote to them yesterday, and the gentleman who actually would provide the quote hasn't been in touch.
They move it themselves, or do they like contract with somebody to do it?
I have no idea. That's part of the deal, is them getting people getting back on an extremely tight timeline. I think the thinking about the whole business, that there's just felt like there was an awful lot of things to coordinate where we need to be very clear about what's happening. I was not thinking about planning a 2 day. To me, it's 2 day, Saturday and Sunday, Derby Day. I thought we should make it 1 day.
Okay.
But that's to be discussed in the context of what bands might be coming on different days. So I just think
there's parts of three days.
Like, I would love if Michelle and I are the rest of the committee other than you, we would love to actually meet with you. Okay. That's where I would be coming from, because I'm very much here to argue about anything or undermine anything. It's just a matter of, if we go away to talk about it, we can't talk about it if we don't have a budget or know the hours or can actually provide prices or lack thereof to vendors.
Okay.
So I think you've contacted food trucks and vendors that, and Michelle has reached out some, but sort of what is our policy for?
Okay, then why don't we get together as a subcommittee and we'll do it that way?
That would be outstanding, because it really feels like we need to actually have a committee and not just be chatting separately. Because I don't have a full report, because how could I? I'm not in charge of the committee.
Okay.
We were meeting. So we really want to put on something that's great and not something that's just last minute and half-assed. And we certainly want to all know what it is and have a program and publicity and porta potties and, you know, dog poop cleanup on the green beforehand, and just a lot of things that need to be coordinated to be really clear about what's happening. That's not exactly a report, but it's very much saying like we're very much with you. We want to do this, and we have to share information before this meeting, so that we all know. So the subcommittee, awesome for me.
The trolley, you might consider if it's not possible to do it for the whole summer or just for Derby Day, to have it on a cart or something, a flat bag, and be part of the Memorial Day parade.
That's very much what
right.
I would like. Okay. I said yeah. I the trolley first ran on the night of April 30th, May 1st,
mm-hmm.
Around 1888.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the precise year. You may know.
It is.
But
yeah.
But that it would be cool if the trolley actually came for that date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, so that's a little earlier in the month.
Mm-hmm.
I very much was hopeful that the trolley locomotive could be in the parade,
mm-hmm.
and that maybe could sit
in front of the trolley point or whatever.
Down at Trolley Point.
Yeah.
Yes, and I spoke with Joe Salem and he was interested, and I don't have anything to give him to sort of coordinate that yet,
mm-hmm.
but he was very mm-hmm. agreeable to thinking about that, because I know he would ultimately like to have a trolley car come.
Do we have other members of your committee? Other, I mean, obviously it's going to take more than just the two of you to make the Derby Day
week. No, that's, I mean, it's Mark, which we're thrilled about.
But even three is probably a small number for all the things that need to be done on there, right?
Well, absolutely. So yeah. Clarity about what is our planned schedule,
mm-hmm.
so we absolutely know, because I also contacted Mayor Cassetti, who agreed to come and speak as a mayor of one of the towns. I wasn't sure if Mark Garofalo liked that, but
well, he can ride the back of the trolley or something like that. Maybe
it just really, the trolley isn't really like that
exactly.
but no, it'd be nice if he came and spoke in, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the midst of
mm-hmm.
that. So like I was thinking of inviting the mayors of all the towns,
mm-hmm.
And seeing if they were game to come and say, hey, congratulations, Derby.
Right.
And I had contacted the library in Ansonia is happy to come and be another part of
mm-hmm.
the stay along with the two Derby libraries. Have like a children's table or something.
Mm-hmm.
Short from the
yep.
library.
Yep.
And we have a lot of stuff that you have a whole list of people that you've contacted.
So this is all new to me. So I just wanted to do the best research I can. So I just contacted like a couple. I have a friend who has a food truck. I kind of asked her questions. I wasn't sure. I've pulled up an old application from old Derby Day, just to, you know, what the vendor prices was, food prices were. I contacted three bands. I tried to look at bands that were not done on past Derby Day summer concerts, just
yeah.
to kind of get, again, they kind of were in, they're interested,
mm-hmm.
but again, I didn't have a lot of specifics to give them. They wanted to know about the sound system, where it would be, that whole thing. I contacted someone for a petting zoo, face painting, bounce house, slime booth, Danny Magic, Matica Art Circus, and Giggling Pig, just again to get, some people can do both days, some people can only do one day. You know, they wanted to know what the vendor fee was, so I told them we were having a meeting, would like to get back to them within the next week, just to give them more information. I went to the Historical Society last week. I'm sure you, just to get some feedback from her. Again, I haven't done this before, so I wanted to kind of get an idea. So she, you know, she was very helpful. We had a nice conversation, just went over everything that she's done in the past. They're going to do the same thing this year with, whether it be like, they're going to have like weavers come in or however they use to have it set up, as well as, arts and crafts for the kids. That's what I've gotten so far.
That's great. That's great. All the work. That's what we're looking
for. I did have a couple of questions just because, again, I'm not sure. Like, I know that in the past, the police and fire department come. Is that something that we would do, like, contact them? Is it, like, just an automatic given that they come every year?
No, no, we would contact, okay. We'll contact them to make sure that there's appropriate amount of police presence as they determine is necessary based on the
event. No, I don't. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I meant as far as like a touch a truck thing.
Oh, we could ask them to do that. Yeah,
you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, we could ask them to do that.
And then the other idea is, like, I know we're always trying to obviously get more and more people involved, like, to come to Derby Day. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this has been done before, but, like, do you ever do shuttle buses? Like, have a shuttle bus from, like, say people, like, I'm just thinking, like, again, like the pumpkin festival, like they put people park at the high school and they're, bus them in. Like, just, again, try to get people here if you say there's a shuttle, because sometimes there's not always parking. Right.
So, like, if we utilize Valley Transit and use the railroad parking down there.
Yeah. I was just trying to come up with different ideas to shuttle.
I think that's a good
point. Valley Transit now has weekend hours and evening hours.
I think it's a good point to consider, because, you know, it's not been, in of late, there hasn't been, say, a need to have a shuttle.
Right.
So I think it's a good point, a planning point to kind of be ahead of the curve to have a plan for that, and like, say, a place to pick people up and so forth. You know, perhaps, you know, or even Home Depot too. The railroad station, you know, that back part of Home Depot. But, you know, it's also busy time, so we would have to talk with them.
Well, I thought of that too, back at Home Depot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit. We have to coordinate.
Right,
school or high school.
Or even, like, you know, behind St. Mary's School too, there's parking there too, if, you know, if it's depending upon how big of a situation it is. But if there's a loop, it could be a loop to a few different spots.
So, like, in an effort to, like, move our list along, I know this is, like, one of the key, it's like the key activity for the whole thing, but I think, you know, we have a subcommittee that needs to meet and discuss it. Are there any other questions you need between now and your subcommittee meeting? Anything answered
then? Then the subcommittee meeting needs to be, like, on Thursday. Which, I mean, it has to be really soon. Because we really can't proceed without information, like, are we actually going to charge people?
Yeah, Michelle, for the vendor fee, did you happen to get any, like, did you happen to, like, ask, like,
so
the going?
My friend who owns a food truck, I asked her, because some, you know, again, I was looking at other towns and I'm like, I can't believe some towns charge like $400. Like, I thought that was great. You know, again, this is new to me, so I was trying to get the best information. And she said, it depends on the activity. If there's going to be, like, a lot of food trucks there, it's not worth it for her to pay like $400 vending fee. But if it's going to be like $100, then they would consider it, you know, because they obviously need to make their money back too.
Right.
But smaller tables, like, having to pay us, like, typically it's been $75 that I've talked to somebody who said that she didn't make $75 sitting there, and she was.
I would put a list together of all these questions and then bring it to the meeting and then just crank through them.
And the same thing with, I just ran off, like, a bunch of different events that have happened over the past years of different, like, craft vendors. Mm-hmm. Like, in the past, like, once we have that thing set up as far as, like, you know, the application, does it just shoot it out to everybody and anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's usually what we've done in the past.
Have you looked at vendors also, or just food trucks?
No, just food trucks.
So we have basically your stuff with the vendors and
Right.
But like the libraries haven't been contacted other than Nancy.
I think Derby Library said they were coming.
Right.
They are
coming. They're
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
They'll be good. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What are the times of these 3 days? Do we have that established at all?
No. It'll be well, I'm thinking it should be Friday evening and then Saturday afternoon and evening and Sunday afternoon.
So like if it were Saturday, Mark, it would start maybe when about noontime to about 7. What can you give me some approximates? Only because we want to do food and we're going to do tours here. And unfortunately, some of our members are at the Connecticut Conference for Elks. So I have a meeting Thursday night with my people. So I want to try to coordinate so we can get the building open for people to come in. We can, you know, sell food and stuff. But I need times. It's really important to be able to, you know, do that. I mean, because it's right upon us, unfortunately.
Right. I mean,
so
part
what
of
am
it,
I looking at approximately?
Part of it, I think, would be driven by what the entertainment is. But I believe probably Friday and Saturday evenings are probably good, and a certain portion of the day on Saturday, and then Sunday, say from like noon to 5 or so.
So, I mean, and Saturday, like what, maybe 1 to 7, is something around that
1 to 9.
And what about Friday? What are you looking at? Just so I'm sorry, but I really, you know, they ask me every meeting, so I gotta have something for them.
6 to 9.
Okay. Just something around that. I know it might change, but as long as I have an idea. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
The other thing we were looking at was a beer garden. So working with Bad Sons or one of the local breweries to have a beer garden at the Green as part of the Derby Day.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And that's going to take some
permitting
and stuff. And, yeah.
So how does that work as far as like if you...
Well, they're going to... So a beer garden, I mean... Just briefly, for the purpose of this meeting, a beer garden kind of thing, you have to get a separate permit, liquor permit, and somebody has to be like the permitting for it. So, but it would also be different if, say, Bad Sons or an entity that already has a liquor permit, like if they coordinate it, it's one thing. If a nonprofit, like when a church has their festival and they do it, it's a different type of permit.
Okay.
So, and then if there are multiple, well, it's a complicated thing.
Yeah, doesn't show have it done on the Riverwalk? They have different.
Yeah. There's like what they call like a, for lack of a better word, but like a group permit. So you say the overall permit, and then say if Bad Sons comes and Two Roads and
an event permit.
Yeah, like kind of overall permit. But it's very like, it has to be like blocked off. There has to be, you know, that has to be like in a way, like a committee by itself. Yeah. And so really it would be better if, you know, ideally it would be one of the brewery themselves or somebody else to do it, because it's a, in the end, you need an amount of volunteers to make sure that it's.
Do any of them know about it yet?
I spoke to a couple of them, but you know, it's like varied interest, to be perfectly honest.
Varied interest.
Everybody's interested, and there's all kinds of ideas, but in the end,
gonna do it.
So somebody, pardon?
Execute.
Well, it's sometimes it just might not be in the cards. If that's not going to work, then, you know, because you can't have, there's open container laws too. So there's that too. Like, and we can't, you know, ultimately having it on the Green is something we all, in the street, you know, it's something that we all, I think, enjoy, and we want to celebrate our downtown, but it's not conducive to controlling the egress, or you've tried to charge for an event. It's almost impossible. It's impossible to, not impossible, but it would be very labor intensive to try to close it off without having to fight off people trying to sneak in. Not that anybody in Derby would ever try to do it. They could.
I was wondering if the Elks were interested in doing a beer garden.
I think that's a different kind of conversation because it could be Elks and Fuego could do a joint venture to do that. You know, they could do that.
Is a beer garden outside or is it inside? Can they drink inside?
Well, no, No. I certainly am no expert on it, but inside would be your permit, like that you already have.
Yes, right. We could do that. Yes.
The question. They can't come out. You can't go in and come out. I mean,
no.
On a grand scale, right? I mean, it couldn't be like you couldn't advertise that
for Derby's 325th. For Derby's 325th in 2000, we had a beer garden on Ryan Field. We had a cordoned off area. People had to put wristlets on and get check their IDs and drink in that area. And that was how it worked. And
you got to go. Yeah. Garden is a word. Yeah. Really, because of the right. perimeters.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
for us, we would be able to have them in here in our dining room area. We could decorate it, like make it look nice, like a garden type of thing, you know. And then if they take it out, they could probably they can't leave it. You'd have to be on the sidewalk right next to the building. So, you know, we'd have to talk about how we could, you know, I mean, something. If you guys want to contact me, you're more than welcome. We could, you know.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that offline because, you know.
Yeah, that's something that we don't need to. And unfortunately, Mark, I have a meeting at 7 and I apologize, but I just wanted to, if I could, I know you have Jack Walsh and myself down for the tours.
Mm-hmm.
We will be working on that, the walking tour for the history. It won't be during Derby Day though, because Jack is in Ireland, but we are working on that, so that's not an
issue. Yep. Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, I talked
flag to him and day you wanted the Elks to do that, and we are doing that at
perfect.
Yeah,
great, thank you.
Thanks, Maria. Yeah,
so we're good with that. Flag Day, we'll do that on the green on June. Take care of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all taken care of. And fireworks, I noticed here, you have Thursday.
We really can't July jump 3rd. Around like this.
Is that date set in stone?
Yep. July 3rd, sorry.
Yeah.
Hello? It's July 3rd. Hi, good.
I know, but I have to leave and I really. Okay. All right.
Yeah, July 3rd are the fireworks.
Okay. All right. I'll have Felicia keep me up to date.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. So,
I apologize.
No, that's all right. Thank you for coming. Much. Have a good meeting.
You want to talk about the gala?
Oh.
All right. So, we'll get together after Thursday.
Okay, choose a day.
Yeah.
Choose a day before we leave here. We'll have a day. From my point of view.
Okay. Next is the 350th sponsored event. So these are events outside of Derby Day and other activities. So the Bradley Glass slide showing and Derby 300th anniversary movies showing we're targeting for May 6th. So that would be a week before the time capsule opening or the 350th actual anniversary and the 13th on the green. So May 6th at Derby Second Congregational Church, it'll be at 6 o'clock at night, and we'll do a slideshow and show the video.
Mm-hmm.
Next, 350th Gala.
So for the 350th Gala, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no. So it's Amy and Jim had said they would work on it, and also Melanie and Margaret mm-hmm. as well. So meet each other. And
okay.
Yep. I'll join them.
Melanie makes a lot of phone calls already. How many people do you think?
150 to 200.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
And I'm so sorry. I have missed a couple meetings. So I'm just going to say one thing, and I apologize if I was not a good communicator.
That's great.
Thank you. It was my birthday last Friday. And so we should get together and for certain to talk. So I didn't realize. So one of the things we thought, and if you guys hate the idea, then, you know, hate the idea. Right, but we had reached out to what we consider to be a local Derby success story, Sammy Ray and the Friends, Marina Bauer's daughter. She's very successful in the to kind of be the band and so she's available in September. We didn't know what day, so
Bauer's
Maria
Bauer. Depending on where you want to go.
Well,
yeah, that's everything is. Already.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. So, okay, so we'll talk offline because we didn't realize, I didn't realize, and I haven't been in any meetings, so I take full responsibility. So, but we had reached out to her to see if she was available. She's available in September.
Okay. Well, and what's the name of it?
Sammy Ray and the Friends.
Nice. Okay.
Maria Bowers, her dog. Derby.
Ray
Bowers, Maria Bowers. So, Derby Girl. Ray's from Derby.
Yeah.
Local girl, made good. She's traveling the world now. They're fairly, Michelle Bichner, fairly successful. So I will make sure you have my contact information.
Yeah, well
and you're thinking of a fall time?
We're thinking of a fall.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking.
All the different places.
So you'll have a subcommittee meeting?
Yes, we'll definitely have a subcommittee.
Yeah. Yep, perfect.
I'm Jim. It's my birthday. That's right.
Okay, George.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Next was the Silver Tee, Mark.
Yep, Silver Tee. The Derby Senior Center will be hosting that on Thursday, May 8th. $7 a year for you mature adults. $7 a year to sign up to be members of the Senior Center.
Didn't the library say they wanted to be involved in that? The girl that... Christine at the library?
Yeah. No, on the 13th.
We're going to be doing the 13th. Christine Boulay is the library assistant and historical coordinator, and she's also volunteers at the History Center. So I think she's going to be part of it separate, but the Derby Public Library will be doing something on the 13th. We're going to do like coffee, pastries, and we had one of our local families donate money and to fix and the grandpa's clock, so it now chimes and it had it
definitely Google and you'll see theirs.
So it sounds wonderful. So we're gonna do that at noon. So we'll congregate beforehand around 11:30, enjoy the music, chimes, and then move on from Jonah for library
right elsewhere. So the last page will has all the May 13th activities. So when we get to that, we can go into that in some more detail. And, but that's great.
Yeah, and she works at the library, Melanie, but she also volunteers at the Historical Society.
But I'm sure this
girl was from the Historical Society too. I don't know.
Ellie,
she's the director. Yeah.
She was at the other meeting saying that they were going to do certain things, but that was part of it.
Right. Yep. But this tea, they have a Silver Tea, like a set, tea service thing that they've done fundraiser. So that's what this Mother's Day thing they're going to do. The Senior Center decided they were going to do. And it was because the Historical Society doesn't do that event.
Correct.
So instead of having them make another event, the Senior Center normally does a Mother's Day party anyway. So this will be kind of, you know, it'll be a joint venture, I guess you might say.
Okay. I don't think we need to cover burying the new time capsule other than perhaps the Derby Day Committee considering having a booth where people can donate items to the new time capsule, a place to collect.
Now, we need to determine a time frame, how long it's going to be open before we bury it, the next one.
It's a year.
We're not going to bury that until May 13th. 26th. So, yeah. May 13th. That'll be the closing of everything.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
So there'll be time to collect and
view.
No, collect for the new one. Sorry, go ahead.
So external events, do we need to cover anything on any of the external events?
Yeah, these are things that other groups do.
Yep.
And
then
you know the Elks are doing Flag Day, right? Everybody.
History projects. So the walking tour we heard about, right? That's what Maria and Jack are doing, right? Are they doing the...
Walking tour. Yes. Yep.
All right.
During May.
It's going to be definitely to Durman Day. They're going to set like a series. They had talked about like maybe like once a month, you know, set the schedule. And then if you want to sign up ahead of that. Yeah.
The historic signage, that's the thing that's going in now that Jack Walsh has been driving for downtown area, the signs that are going up on the buildings. And if any individuals want to do it, they need to contact him and he'll give them the information for making signs for their own homes. Hall of Fame historic book and quiz and pub quiz event. I don't think we have any owners of that yet.
What Hall of Fame people?
The Derby Hall of Fame. We have 63 people in the now we have 66 in the Derby Hall of Fame.
So there's the Athletic Hall of Fame is not what we're talking about.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
So there's a Derby Hall of Fame that was started 20 something years ago. Jack Walsh, there's a committee that meets every year. People can get nominated. The criteria is nobody could go into the Hall of Fame who was still alive.
I was just gonna say that. Okay.
If you go to the fountain on the river,
you'll never know you're in it. But
you're looking at different names, so I can be cool.
You'll look down.
Yeah.
So there are 66 people that are in it. So you know, there's a bunch now. So we thought it might be a way to. So Joe Dorenzo, who's wrote a book. We're going to try to see if he'll compile all of them. like from what when we started to the to the.
How do you know about it?
It's the City of Derby website that has all of the information, all their bios on it.
I just didn't know it existed.
And if you go where the you know where the fountain is on the Riverwalk,
yep.
Around the fountain are all the bricks for all the people that are in the Hall of Fame. All their names are on there.
I have a couple in there.
No, no. Well, it's on the inner.
There's other bricks.
The inner rink. Yeah.
There's bricks that people. They're
different colors. Yeah. There's
bricks that are.
Yep.
Gotcha.
We're talking about creating a poster of the Hall of Fame recipients for the schools mm-hmm. as an educational tool to put up in the schools. The trolley car pathway. Is there anything new on that?
I am going to attend. I was referred to the Ansonia Cultural Commission. And mm-hmm. I'm going to attend the Ansonia Cultural Commission meet tomorrow night.
Okay.
As far as I know, the stencil still exists.
Is it tomorrow night or is it the 20th? I thought it was the 20th. You might want to check it.
I will check. I thought it was tomorrow, but I could be wrong. Thank you.
Because
that right certainly get in the way. But at least I'd be early.
So for the Ansonia part of it anyways, they would...
For the Ansonia part of it, might they... I don't know if they're interested or not. When they wrote back to me, they kind of ignored it and referred me to the Cultural Commission.
Okay.
So I could follow up. I had a nice conversation with Irene Crum Kirby of the Ansonia Cultural Commission, and then... I have March 12th, 6:30 is what she had told me down here. So I will confirm. And I also spoke with Joe Salem about the possibility of maybe funding the spray paint, something like that. I don't know what he'll want to do.
Excellent.
Or not. And I don't know what our budget is for doing different things. So I'm not going to go buy spray paint or.
I think when it comes to budget, the committee should put together what they think their budgeted needs are, and then because there's going to be some funds, and then we're, you know, and probably apply for a grant. So if there's funding you need, that should be part of the month-to-month discussion. And bring it then.
Right.
I think,
as we wish that we had a year to do.
Right.
Okay.
40th anniversary of River Restaurant Explosion. That was something that.
That's a podcast.
Did they do that? Yeah, that was already happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the 70th anniversary of the floods. I know the library is doing an exhibit.
We're having an exhibit. If I remember, Christine said August. So
right, that's when the floods. Yep.
We have the prints. We're going to set everything up, and that will be obviously flyers.
I think there's a movie out about that.
There is.
It's a
video.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a video. Oh, I call it a movie.
Okay, well,
it's
a
bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the whole Naugatuck, the length, not just Valley's entry.
Played it at Strand Theater.
Oh, yeah.
I think Derby Neck had a copy of it because Pat
and a cable.
Yeah, Pat thought she was thought there was a photo of her. And
that might be good to show as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What was the title of that?
I think it's High Water Mark.
High Water.
Well, Melissa Leonard could help that. Melissa. Melissa Leonard.
Melissa Leonard.
Cable station.
Okay, sorry about that.
No.
Next is video testimonies of older residents. So there's a company called Story Corps.
Is that one over?
Story Corps that goes around and that's their business is to record videos of people to talk about their experiences. So I have a request out to find out more information. I don't know if we can afford it or not, but they also have a training component. So if we get like five or six people that can do it, Mark will be very good at it, I'm sure, to ask the questions and record videos of people from Derby about their life and about growing up. And then we have that recorded. And another thing we can store it, you know, keep it at the library. So more info to come on that. And then history taught in the Derby schools.
Yeah, talk to Doc about how many updates are today.
Okay. Marketing and branding. Do you want to start off with?
All right. So very excited to have some good news. We have a logo for our 350th.
Much like the other ones, right?
Well, it incorporates the seal of the city and it says 350th, so we tried to be literal. So
I said it's much like the other
one. Much, yeah. Well, so, no, this is just for the
350th.
Yeah. You know, because we didn't want to have the. Yeah. So, we had a.
Right. I would consider using the same font in the inner circle and the outer circle.
Okay.
All right. So as part of this, now that we have the logo, we can move forward with some of our other things like promotions and save the dates and all that. So beginning tomorrow, we're going to post out on our 350th Facebook page the save the date for the May 13th event and for the weekend, the Derby Day 350 weekend as well. And we're going to update that Facebook page with this logo as well.
How about the banners that we want to put up? We talked about putting banners on the light posts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can
we're,
put this on a yes. banner or something
yeah.
like that.
I mean, and this will,
yeah,
stuff will be used for a few years. So, yeah. Yeah, no. But I mean, it's not just for 1 year. So the banners, you know, we're still trying to get an answer from the state with respect to these things here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hope, you know, hopefully that'll.
Are you going to keep the font this way or
what's your suggestion?
My suggestion is to use a similar font so that we're not using a sans serif font on the outside and then the one with the serif on the inside.
Yeah, I'm going to,
if you want to keep it this way, that's.
If you may not know that I have a tremendous amount of artistic talent, but it's not in this kind of visual art kind of stuff. But so
I think you're fabulous, and I'm just.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm just.
It's not going anywhere. He's okay.
I yield. That like this is not my thing. You know, I don't even.
Nobody wants to change it. Like, I mean, it's fine. I'm making it. They're suggesting before we start using it,
mm-hmm.
would we like to make the fonts more matchy between the inner circle and the outer circle or not?
Mm-hmm.
If we don't, then
yeah.
go ahead.
Not fine.
I mean, I'm not somebody that feels they have enough credentials.
I think we have so much to do that.
Yeah,
if it can happen, it'll happen.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we can follow up.
I'll follow.
If it's not a whole big deal, then
right.
it seems pretty straightforward.
Right. Just
highlight it and change it.
So we've made contact with Woodbury Pewters in regards to 350th items. We're looking at the possibility of doing a pewter bell that has the logo on the top as like the ringer. And then also a medallion that can be attached to things. Like we're thinking of possibly, you know, putting felt on the bottom of the Belgian blocks and attaching the logo to this and selling these Belgian blocks, historic Derby artifact. I don't know what people think about that. What are people's thoughts on that?
Also,
say that
again.
So we take this, right. Think of this in a pewter format,
like in a,
as a medallion,
right.
Attach the side, top, somewhere on that with a felt bottom so we're not scratching tables or
like
anything
that.
That.
Now, would that be good for someone's garden? Is it okay outside or is that?
Yes. Yeah, it would. The felt wouldn't be good, but.
Without the felt, but yeah.
You could sell the
felt without the felt.
This is official cobblestone from the city of Derby. Yeah.
That's why we're Caroline Street cobblestone.
But there are
a bunch of these like smaller pieces, you know, they broke or whatever. So the bigger ones are, these are very heavy.
Right. So we're looking at that as a possible item. Christmas ornament with this as a pewter ornament.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly they have like silver, are they bowls or dishes? I don't know. That has a lid on it and the medallion on the lid. So those are some of our possibilities of things to do with the Woodbury Pewters.
A lot of shirt with that.
Nice.
Yeah, no, sure. And then shirts
with the shirts. Yeah,
you can't put that in a shirt. It'd be too heavy.
Wear it on his back.
So, yeah, we were thinking of possibly doing like what Mark has, but have it with this logo and have it for the committee so everybody has one, because when we do events like Derby Day or whatever, we should all look the same, right? What else on that, Mark? Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
No.
If
you want us to contact Eugene, I mean, we could get offline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to publicize anything until we had this meeting, at least to get everybody on the same page and have it out there, because you know, once it goes,
it's out.
Yeah. All right. So that's everything on there. And then, like the next thing that's coming up after our April 18th Derby cleanup project, right?
Yep.
We have May 13th. It's the kickoff. That's the official 350th anniversary of the naming of the city of Derby.
somebody's doing something May 6th.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. That's going to be the glass light showing and the video. That's true. That's part of it as well.
And May 6th, yep. And then...
Right, a week later. Yep.
The tea is on May 8th.
Right.
The tea is May 8th.
Yep.
Is that Mother's Day?
It's where Mother's, Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not.
That's the day of
the... So the things we were thinking of as part of the May 13th kickoff event are... having the concert on the green. It's a Tuesday night.
I'm sorry, just to go back to May 8th.
Yeah.
The May 8th is not going to require much from us.
Okay.
Because it'll probably, you know, they have room for about 80 people and they typically get, you know, more or less.
From the senior center.
It's a senior center event, so it's not something that... They have their solid group.
They got pulled out for St. Patrick's Day. So,
right.
Anyway, sorry.
All right. So we're talking about the concert on the green. We're talking about kicking it off with the bell ringing, like at 6 p.m. We've got the Second Congregational Church so far. We're looking to get other churches, right? I don't know if St. James can open the door to ring their bells.
I have to be in contact with Nancy Valentine.
Okay.
And they took over in Ansonia. We're going to try to coordinate that.
And then I have
the last time I checked with them, they said the bells didn't work. So we wanted to do it for the 4th of July event. Same thing with Methodist.
How long ago was that for the Methodist? Was that before they?
2 years ago.
Oh, just 2 years. Okay. Well,
would there be any possibility of having the pewter bells by?
That was a hope. It takes 4 to 6 weeks to do it. So if we can get this confirmed and change the font and then turn this into a black and white art. So we have somebody do that and get it to them. It's a possibility to have a bell ringing with the bells that we are selling.
And also at the BYOB, the bring your own bell.
There you go.
Yeah, if people know about it.
Okay.
Because I would come with a bell.
Bring your own bell. Yeah. And then earlier in the day, was it noon? We're going to do the...
Yeah, so like 11:30, we'd all, you know, congregate, and then 12 o'clock would be the...
At Derby Public Library, and you're having refreshments there as well?
Good. The library board and the Friends of the Derby Public Library.
I think that's a nice...
Yeah, that'll be really nice. And we were thinking of possibly, if anyone was interested, of having like a sheet bed. What the... A sheet cake for the, you know, celebrate and have like lemonade or something and have the...
Yeah.
Official,
a fresh,
the bell ringing, the concert, and then
brief speaking ceremony, hopefully,
and then
of the mayors of the towns and
right.
You would be wanting the mayors on the third time, specifically.
I think that would be a great way to kick off. He's a busy guy.
The other thing we're looking at,
prevail upon him to come on the 13th.
Yeah.
The other thing we're looking at is possibly like digging up the time capsule in the beginning in the morning of the 13th, so we have it dug up, and then have a ceremony there. We're not going to open it up and have everybody look in it and touch it and take it and all that sort of stuff. But it's
we're going to have to have a time capsule committee specific.
Yeah, to plan that
because that
right.
It's
so it looks like it's going to have to be dug around, and then we're not going to be able to lift the thing out because it's like a full casket size thing and it's full. So we may have to have like plastic containers there and transfer into those, put the lids on, and then take them away to be, you know, processed.
The library.
Yeah.
So do we need someone to excavate that?
Who are you going to call?
Do I
have a call? I was going to call him. Well, because he knows how to,
he does graves.
Yeah, so it's somebody that knows how to gentle.
For his sons, they all.
Okay, good, perfect. So you'll call him.
That's kind of like critical to this. So
I'll get on it right away.
Excellent.
Called to that house.
All right.
I'm sorry, it's Catherine from the bank. I just have to drop off really quick, but I was going back to the Derby Day. Sorry to interrupt everybody. A friend of mine is a festival director, and I work closely with her. So if I can have emails of you guys, I'll be happy to share everything I know about everything that we do.
Excellent.
Maybe to help the Derby Day with the bands, with sound, and all that good stuff.
Who's the festival director? Who is that?
Nicole.
Catherine.
I'm Catherine, but her name is Nicole, and she does celebrate Shelton. Downtown Sounds.
Wonderful.
So she runs she runs that whole thing, and we work closely with her and her husband with the bands, and I'd be happy to share anything you might need to know that might help.
Excellent.
Yes. I just need your email so I can email you offline, you know.
Tell her your email.
All right, send it to townclerk@derbyct.gov, and then we'll get it to everybody else. I'll forward it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know she has a sheet that I have it. I'm going to look through my emails, how much she charges food trucks. So you have an idea of vendors, how much, and you know, how they do with her security, porta potties, all that stuff that she's done for a long time.
Like give another member of your committee. Excellent.
I'll be happy to help with all the information that I can give.
Thank you. The other thing we talked about was putting like red, white, and blue lights on the Christmas tree and having that lit on the green for the month of May, right?
Yeah.
So that's something that has to work out with Public Works.
I just have one question. The Memorial Day Parade we were going to have. Memorial Day Parade?
A what?
The area that we were 350.
A banner on that. Well, yeah. I mean, if people want to participate in that, they could sign up for the parade and participate in whatever.
Well, we got to get that information.
No, but as a committee, as opposed to like I go and march in the parade with my banner every year, but separate from that, like going.
Oh yeah, we could sign up.
Going at least the 350.
Yeah.
Event.
Could do that
with a banner, maybe.
Okay.
And maybe get two kids, maybe.
And if the trolley car can come, that would be much
better. People dress in old clothes.
I got a lot of those.
You got to repair that crown so you can ride in the convertible.
I
got my new one.
There you go.
That was the Green of Derby's 200.
Oh, it's spectacular.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was 7 years old. It's old.
Are we going to have a new point?
We could. That was a fundraiser for at least 300.
Oh, was it?
They had different
groups.
Sponsored people.
Are you in the book?
I am.
And how was it?
I have the book at home. I'll have to check it out. Yeah.
And how was it? How did you get selected? Was it like a?
I worked at the Derby Community Center and they sponsored me. They asked me to run or whatever. So you sold tickets. So my family sold tickets.
But did you get like? Who? How'd you get?
Your looks.
Is
it who sold the most?
It was nothing. It was selling tickets. Whoever sold the most tickets got.
There you go.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a talent too. No, I didn't know from Minnesota. You had a team. Are you a juggler or what?
Melanie won the swimsuit competition.
I was right at the pier.
There you go.
And I was too, but she's the one that won, right?
You didn't see
that was a fundraiser for the 300.
Well, it wasn't just 17-year-olds, it's like a whole age range.
Cool.
I actually kind of like that.
Yeah. But the people that ran the community center were very heavily involved. The Fletchers, they were heavily involved in the 300.
Yeah,
that's all
right. All right. So I think we're good. I think we're good with that. The 13th. Okay.
So what's Kathy's
agenda? Just checking the agenda.
Next time in the meeting.
What's Kathy?
He dropped off. The last person dropped off. So
what's her name?
She's from the bank. I have her name on the email.
Do we have a next committee meeting date set?
That's the
this meeting.
Yeah.
Yes. When's the is
April?
It'd be April 8th, right? Second
Tuesday.
April 8th.
Yeah.
April 8th. Okay.
And then we can decide if we want to meet.
We can have a nice meeting with Austin.
Wow.
As long as
we had a nice meeting with you.
All right. So I make a motion that we close the meeting.
Motion to adjourn. Oh, you made it. Second.
Second by Jim. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to adjourn at 7:21 is accepted. And thank you everyone for coming and have a great night.
Thank you.
And
I'll do shut down.
Yeah.